Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we have a truly unique mission. We aren't sifting through policy papers or, historical articles.
Yeah.
We are doing a deep dive into pure academic data, a whole stack of provisional statements of Marx that document the entire four-year journey of one student.
That's right. And if you think academic records sound, well, boring, these documents actually tell a surprisingly gripping story. It's a story of resilience, of setbacks, and ultimately success.
So who are we talking about?
Our subject is Lobsang Charing Sherpa, who is pursuing a very demanding four-year bachelor's degree in computer science and information technology, BSc-CSIT, at Tripuven University.
And the timeline here is fascinating. The exams themselves span nearly five chronological years. We're looking at Nepali calendar dates from 2077 Chaitra all the way through 2082 Asar.
Right. And our goal is to find the human story in all those numbers.
Yeah, to find the narrative. We want to see the roadblocks, track how the student dealt with backlogs, and really see how persistence shows up in a tough technical curriculum. Okay, let's unpack this.
So we should probably start at the beginning, the foundation, year one, which is all about building those core skills.
The first semester seems pretty straightforward. It's got the foundational stuff, intro to IT, C programming, digital logic, some essential math and physics.
And it was a clean sweep.
A clean sweep. The result was a solid pass, 318 out of 500 total marks. That suggests, a pretty strong start, good aptitude commitment.
It does, but that initial success almost immediately just hits a wall. The second semester. This is where we see the first real sign of academic friction, and it sets a pattern for the rest of the journey.
And the result for that first attempt at semester two was FPA.
FPA, failed practical or absent.
Okay, we need to pause on that because that distinction is so important to the story here. What was it? Was it failure?
It wasn't. It wasn't primarily failure, it was absence. You look down the list of marks and you see A, absent for some really key subjects, like discrete structure, object-oriented programming, microprocessor, mathematics the second. The student essentially wiped out an entire semester of required credits by just not sitting for the exams.
Wow. So whether that's personal circumstances, feeling unprepared, whatever it was, it created this huge early deficit.
A massive deficit. And what's really incredible is how long it took to fix it.
Right. If we jump forward in these records, the successful reattempt for that same second semester, it's only verified in the year 2081.
That's the core of the resilience story right there. That's a time gap of nearly 3 years between that initial, absence, and finally clearing those foundational subjects.
Just think about the mental discipline for that. To come back 3 years later, while you're also managing higher level courses, just to finish the basics.
To carry that academic weight for years is huge.
It is. And when they did come back, they didn't just scrape by. Look at mathematics a second on that reattempt. A total score of 72.
That's a really strong result. It shows that whatever happened initially, the material was eventually completely mastered.
That ability to clear backlogs, it becomes the whole story, doesn't it? Because the work just ramps up in the second year.
It really does. And what's fascinating here is that the records for semesters 3 and 4, they show the student having to attempt subjects multiple times. It just suggests the increasing complexity of the curriculum was creating these major bottlenecks.
You see it right away in the third semester, the first attempt, another FPA. But this time it was driven by specific low failures. Numerical methods, he scored 11F, and computer architecture, a 16F. And these aren't just, memorization courses.
No, not at all. They require a really deep understanding of mathematical modeling, of hardware logic. They're tough.
So the clearance for that, again, it's dated nearly 3 years after the initial attempt.
And you see the improvement. That score on computer architecture, it goes from 16F up to 43 total marks. It's this relentless, determined effort to just go back and fix these low scores.
That determination was really, really tested in the fourth semester. This one required 3 separate recorded attempts.
Across 3 different years.
Yeah, 2079, 2080, and 2081 to finally clear it. And that first attempt, it saw a devastating failure in operating systems, a score of 00F.
Okay, for anyone listening who isn't familiar with the CSIT curriculum, operating systems is a classic weed-out course.
Right.
It tests systems thinking, memory management, process control. Mm-hmm. Getting a 00F, that means you just did not grasp the core concepts under the pressure of an exam. That's a brutal hit.
I can't imagine. That has to shake your confidence.
For sure.
And the next attempt, a year later in 2080, it clears some ground, but then new problems pop up.
Right. You see failures now in database management system, a 04F, and artificial intelligence
yeah.
with 15F.
It's like you can almost see the student battling the sheer volume of it all, rotating which classes they're focusing on each year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were clearly prioritizing which backlogs to tackle while trying to keep up, but they just couldn't consolidate everything across the board.
Until that third attempt.
Until the third attempt. Finally, documented in 2081, a successful pass, the entire second year is finally cleared.
And it must have been so rewarding to see those scores, especially that database management course, jumping from a 04F all the way up to a final score of 45.
It's success achieved through sheer repetition and study, just grinding it out.
Here's where it's really interesting for me, because once those huge foundational backlogs from the first couple of years were mostly dealt with, the curriculum shifts in third year.
Right. It moves toward deep specialization, semesters 5 and 6. You're moving beyond pure science into really complex application.
But that abstract theory, it hits hard again.
Oh, yeah. The fifth semester, even with the backlogs mostly cleared, was another major roadblock. The initial attempt was a fail. And it was driven by these extremely low scores in compulsory subjects.
Design and analysis of algorithms, a 02F, and cryptography, also a 02F.
And these two, algorithms and cryptography, I mean, they are the deep mathematical spine of computer science. Scoring near zero on both suggests that the complexity, which is all about abstract proofs and logical design, it was just profoundly difficult.
It seems like they started using electives more strategically around this time, though.
I think so. You see them trying to balance that really demanding theoretical load with subjects that maybe played more to their strengths. For that final successful clearance of semester 5 in 2082, they integrated an elective like Society and Ethics in Information Technology.
And that final clearance sheet, it shows something really important about that learning curve. The algorithms course, the one that scored 02F,
yeah,
finally passed with a respectable 43 total marks. So it wasn't a permanent inability. It was just the incredible difficulty of the material that needed years of focus to finally master.
Now, if you look at this sixth semester, the contrast is just stark.
It's night and day.
This period stands out as a huge success. A clean pass, no visible failures, no retakes required in the documents we have. You really suggest that once the massive pressure of those prior backlogs was gone, the student could just focus on the current semester, and they thrived.
That focused effort clearly paid off, and it led to the single highest score we see across this entire four-year degree.
In technical writing, of all things.
A final score of 66 in technical writing.
That's significant. It really suggests a proficiency in non-coding skills, in communication, which is absolutely crucial in the IT field. Sometimes a student's real strength isn't in abstract calculus. It's in their ability to communicate technical ideas clearly.
We also get a good look at their specialization path here, the electives they chose, e-commerce and neural networks.
Which is a really powerful combination. You've got business application on one hand and cutting-edge computation on the other. It's steering them toward very practical, marketable skills.
And that brings us to the final push, the fourth year, the last leg of the degree where specialization gets really intense.
Right. And the seventh semester, focused on advanced topics, it presented a last set of required failures before the student could finish.
The initial attempt was another fail. This time, low marks in advanced Java programming, data warehousing, and data mining, and a management course.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is really the last major theoretical hurdle before all the project work takes center stage.
The subsequent clearance, verified late in 2082, confirms the pass. Advanced Java was cleared with a final score of 42. It feels less about new discovery and more about just consolidating all the prerequisites to finally graduate.
Which brings us to the eighth semester records.
And here, the result for most theory subjects is again FPA, with nearly all the marks listed as A for absent.
This confirms our theory. By this point, the student had cleared all the theory they needed in that seventh semester retake. This mark sheet is likely just reflecting the administrative state while they wait on final project submissions.
Which brings us to the crucial entry, the absolute crowning achievement of this entire non-linear academic journey.
The CSC 462 internship. This is the culmination of the degree. It carries huge weight, 6 credit hours, 200 full marks.
In Lopsang Shuring Sherpa achieve an outstanding 192 total marks on that internship.
192 out of 200. That score just speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It really does.
You see a student who battled for years with the abstract theoretical core of computer science. I mean, the 00F in operating systems, the 02F in algorithms. And yet, when you give them the chance to apply all that hard-won knowledge in a practical, real-world setting.
They excel.
They absolutely excel. The industry readiness shown by that score is just undeniable.
So the records clearly show a journey that was designed for 4 academic years, but when you measure across all the attempts and clearances, it required nearly 5 actual years to complete, spanning from 2077 through the final verifications in 2082.
Yeah, it was a journey just characterized by this incredible persistence through reattempts across almost every single year of study.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? This deep dive, I think it shows that academic success in these really demanding technical fields like CSIT, it is rarely a straight line.
Exactly. This record is full of initial failures, scores in the single digits, yet the student always returned, always addressed the setbacks, and ultimately achieved the degree.
It's a powerful testament to the need for resilience. It shows that the ability to learn from failure is often, you know, more important than just initial aptitude.
And the student's greatest academic successes, the highest scores in technical writing, and that near-perfect internship grade, they were in application and communication. That's where their practical strengths finally got to shine through.
The detailed timeline of exam dates tells us that education isn't just about initial grades or finishing on time. It's about the long-term commitment to satisfying all the required credit hours, no matter how many times you have to sit for the exam.
Which leads us to our final provocative thought for you to consider.
This student struggled most consistently with algorithms, operating systems, and discrete structures. If these are the global academic roadblocks for aspiring IT professionals, does the current university examination system adequately measure the potential of a student who so clearly thrives in the applied practical environment?